This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Holman, the kick is no good! It is wide right! And the Steelers are the champions of the North!
All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day. And actually, we'll have a group of dum-dums. But something that happened last night that you will hear that led to the dum-dums of the day. And speaking of last night, we cleared out the calls. We haven't gotten to talk about this game. AMAC, did you wake up very early? Did you stay up for the game, or did you watch a replay or anything?
I regrettably stayed up for that game.
You stayed up for the whole thing, huh?
Yeah, man. Wow. This is why I'm like this today.
Yeah. Melancholy, bitter.
No, I can't focus because Cowboy B's over here cracking jokes, and you know.
I mean, does Cowboy Bob do anything other than crack jokes and make fun of people?
He works and he does it. So I feel like that's why he can do it. But
he can get away with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he making fun of you or is he making fun of me?
Just
or?
Generally. Both okay. of us, you know. Okay. I definitely fall into the categories a lot of times.
Did he make fun of Ryan Clark's ridiculous-looking outfit?
He actually did. That's funny you brought that up. We did. We both definitely did.
I mean,
did. He
either looks like the British Prime Minister or Santa Claus. I'm not sure what that is. What is that?
He looks like an ornament that belongs on the Christmas tree behind him.
I mean, really. And they should probably know that Christmas is over by now. They take down the trees, you know? They got to have a bazillion people running around ESPN.
Statues of limitation on New Year's.
Yeah. I mean, let's go. Once you get past the New Year, you can take down the Christmas tree. Once you get past January 1st, not before. Once you get past January 1st, take it down. And also, landfill, it's perfectly acceptable beyond January 3rd to wish somebody a Happy New Year when you haven't seen them in the new year. Perfectly acceptable. Anyway, here's what I wanted to get to. So last night, epic back and forth between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, right? Now, listen. Ultimately, the Pittsburgh Steelers win that game, but there is no way you can feel good about winning that game ultimately if you're the Steelers other than we survived, and we didn't step in poop more times than they did. There's no way you could feel like, we were the better team. Ultimately, the scoreboard says they were. Their record says they were. They finished 10-7. The Ravens finished at 8-9. Obviously, the Ravens would have won a tiebreaker if they had finished at 9-8. And the Steelers, you know, of course, were 9-8. The Ravens would have won the division title and been in the playoffs. Instead, they're going home, and the Steelers are not. Now, the only thing you could feel good about from a Steelers perspective is they won a game and scored 26 points against a good defense, not a great defense, without DK Metcalf, who was busy serving his two-game suspension and being a hothead. That's it. Because your place kicker screwed up twice or once, and then your kick coverage screwed up a second time right after that, allowed a big Baltimore return. You may have gotten away with an illegal jump or leverage push. I don't know. That's what, you know, everybody is saying. I have not been able to confirm that one way or the other, whether that should have been a penalty or not on the leap to try and block the field goal. Either way, they didn't call it. It's not changing. So what have you. You can feel good about Aaron Rodgers not giving up and Aaron Rodgers throwing for almost three bills. And, you know, looking fairly sharp at times. Fairly sharp at times. The throw to Thielen was just an absolute seed, 28 yards. The touchdown to Austin after the Ravens score. Now, the defender slips and falls. But part of that is the route that Austin runs. There's just not a lot you can feel really good about if you're the Steelers. You feel good because you survived and advanced, but you don't feel really confident. You don't feel really good. But, you know, they could beat the Houston Texans. I don't think they will, but they could beat the Texans. That's at home. There's nothing to say C.J. Stroud is going to play great in the playoffs. He hasn't yet. I mean, he played fine last year, but he struggled for a quarter and a half. I need you to be better than that. Anyway, the Steelers won 26-24. We're going to get to dum-dums of the day, and it has something to do with the final play. But one thing I want to say to my buddy the Birdman, Ravens fans, and football fans. You can make all the arguments in the world that John Harbaugh is not good enough to consistently win a championship every year. The evidence, the proof is in the pudding. Right? A lot of years they have, and they've fallen short in other ways. This year, they rebounded from a 1-5 start. There are plenty of things to fix in Baltimore. And I'm not going to sit here and say John Harbaugh is not potentially one of them. But if you think the biggest problem is John Harbaugh as opposed to player execution and error, and that includes Lamar Jackson for a good part of that game, then you're crazy. You're crazy. You're nuts. Is John Harbaugh responsible for a lot of things? Yes. Maybe they need a new defensive coordinator. Maybe they trusted the wrong kicker. Maybe they need to run the ball more. Maybe they need more play action. Just like what we were talking about with Cliff. Doesn't make you a bad coach. It might not make you the right fit anymore, but it doesn't make you a bad coach. He's not clueless just because they lost a game that they could have and maybe should have won. All right, final timeout. We will revisit the Ravens and the Steelers for dum-dums of the day next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.